Former NFL player Ben Watson on passage of NY abortion law, "It is a sad and evil day." By Daniel Leverfeld on January 23, 2019. Retiring New Orleans Saints tight end Ben Watson isn't happy with New York State's new abortion law, and he is not holding back. Watson tweeted, "It is a sad and evil day when the murder of our most innocent and vulnerable is celebrated with such overwhelming exuberance. We should be supporting and encouraging the building of families which are fundamental to any society. By not doing so, we invite consequences untold." On January 23, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the Reproductive Health Act after it passed the Senate and Assembly. According to the AP's David Klepper, the measure replaces a 1970 state abortion law that was passed 3 years before Roe legalized abortion nationwide. It codifies many abortion rights laid out in Roe and other court rulings, including a provision permitting late-term abortions when a woman's health is endangered. The previous law, which was in conflict with Roe and other subsequent abortion rulings, only permitted abortions after 24 weeks of pregnancy if a woman's life was at risk. Watson has been a longtime abortion critic. In a 2016 interview with San Diego's Turning Point Pregnancy Resource Center, he was critical of Planned Parenthood, specifically citing the history and racial origins of the abortion movement. Watson said, "I do know that blacks kind of represent a large portion of the abortions, and I do know that honestly the whole idea with Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger in the past was to exterminate blacks, and it's kind of ironic that it's working. We, as minorities, support candidates, and overwhelmingly support the idea of having Planned Parenthood and the like, and yet, that is why she created it. We are buying it hook, line, and sinker. If you're someone who cares about life, period, then you have to care about it from conception all the way up to death. To me, being pro-life means that you hold all life very dear and you understand that all life was created by God and that because of that, life has intrinsic value." On June 1, 2018, Watson and his wife, Kristen, donated an ultrasound machine to Maryland's Severna Park Pregnancy Clinic. Ben and Kristen Watson currently have 5 children and are expecting twins in the spring. In the past, the former tight end challenged more men to take responsibility for the children they father so less women have abortions. "A lot of the women wouldn't be having abortions if the men would step up and be a part of what they are already biologically a part of," Watson posted on Facebook on August 4, 2016. On December 27, 2018, Watson announced this would be his last NFL season.